Sadly, for every follower of Christ who, like William Wilberforce, chooses not to elevate the spiritual at the expense of the secular, countless others fall for the temptation. Wilberforce's celebrated near miss, therefore, leads us to the heart of understanding the character of calling and the first of two grand distortions that cripple it. Earlier, I defined the notion of calling this way. Calling is the truth that God calls us to Himself so decisively that everything we are, everything we do, and everything we have is invested with a special devotion, dynamism, and direction lived out as a response to His summons and service. Now it is time to unpack that truth further, beginning with four essential strands in the biblical notion of calling that we must always hold. First, calling has a simple and straightforward meaning. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word that has been translated as call usually has the same everyday meaning as our English word. Human beings call to each other, to God, and to animals. Animals, too, can call. The psalmist, for example, wrote that God provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. Under the pressure of theology and history, the term call has traveled a long way from this simple beginning. But this straightforward sense and its obvious relational setting should never be lost. When you call on the phone, for example, you catch someone's ear for a season. Second, calling has another important meaning in the Old Testament. To call means to name, and to name means to call into being or to make. Thus, in the first chapter of Genesis, God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. This type of calling is far more than labeling, hanging a name tag on something to identify it. Such decisive, creative naming is a form of making. Thus, when God called Israel, He named and thereby constituted and created Israel His people. Calling is not only a matter of being and doing what we are, but also of becoming what we are not yet, but are called by God to be. Thus, naming calling, a very different thing from name calling, is the fusion of being and becoming. Third, calling gains a further characteristic meaning in the New Testament. It is almost a synonym for salvation. In this context, calling is overwhelmingly God's calling people to Himself as followers of Christ. Just as God called Israel to Him as His people, so Jesus called His disciples. The body of Jesus' followers as a whole is the community of the called out ones, the origin of ecclesia, the Greek word for church. This decisive calling by God is salvation. Those who are called by God are first chosen and later justified and glorified. But calling is the most prominent and accessible of these four initiatives of God. Not surprisingly, it often stands for salvation itself. And the common description of disciples of Jesus is not Christian, but followers of the way.